Sachtus Mikvois, Perek Ravi, Mishnah Aleph. We've previously mentioned that if a mikveh which does not have its fill of rainwater of the threshold of 40 saw or sa'im, and into that mikveh there falls into it a measurement of 3 lugin of mayim she'uvim, the mikveh becomes invalidated. And exactly what mayim she'uvim is, we will further discuss in this perek. One thing is clear, that in order for mayim, for water to be considered she'uvim, it has to have been received in a vessel which has a base kibble, which has a receptacle area that is intended to receive and hold either water or something. Now, what happens if the water filled into the vessel but not with intentions of filling it up? So that's what our Mishnah is going to discuss. And when we complete Mishnah Aleph and Beis, we will give a brief summary of the stipulations that are required in order to change the status of water to Mayim She'uvim upon being received inside a vessel. Says the Mishnah, Hamaniach Kelim Tachas Atzinor. If a person had a drain pipe and he doesn't want the water to go all over his yard, his chatzah, so he puts a vessel which has a receiving area, a pail, a bucket, a pot, underneath the pipe. Now, it's clearly that his intention at this point is to fill up the keli. So the Mishnah says, Echad kelim gedolim, no matter if the size of the vessel is enormous, it's large. And as we know from Hilchos Tumah, if you have a keli which has a receiving area which can hold more than a capacity of 40 saw, it is not mekabel tumah. That is only in reference to halacha of tumah. But as we will see, for the halacha of mayim she'uvim, this doesn't make a difference, and the water will still be considered she'uvim. Vechad kelim katanim, whether it was a small keli which is so small that the receiving area cannot hold enough oil, cannot contain enough oil which is big enough to smear over the smallest limb of a baby, which in Hilchos Tumah would not be considered a keli. For this purpose, for she'uvim purposes, the keli is still considered a keli. I feel the kli glolim, kli avonim, even kelim which are made out of animal dung or out of rock matter, or kli adama, or out of earth, and these are not mekabel tumah. Nevertheless, for in terms of she'uvim, as long as it has a receptacle area, toislin es hamikveh, the water which has gathered in these kelim would invalidate a mikveh. The Mishnah continues, Echad hamaniach, whether the person put it there with intent to fill up, ve'echad hashoichich, or a person who initially put it under the rain pipe to catch rain, but it didn't rain, and he forgot about it, and 2 weeks later it rained, and now it filled up. So Beshami holds that since initially he put the keli there, ladas, with intention, so his original intention was never changed, although time has lapsed, and he forgot, he was a sheikhach, he has forgotten about the keli, and in these cases it will still become she'uvim kedivrei Beshami, according to the opinion of Beshami. However, Beis Hillel is of the opinion that if he left the keli there and he forgot about it, and then later on filled up with water, that's not considered she'uvim, being that it once he forgot about it, he disturbed the original intention, and there was no new intention, so therefore it was considered nesmalei shaloi ladas. It is filled up with an intention. Omer Emeus, or Emeus said, Nimnu, there was a count in the base medrash between the Talmidim of Beis Shammai, who said that even by a shoichach it would become she'uvim, even if someone had forgotten about the keli, it would be she'uvim, and the Talmidim of Beis Hillel held that a shoichach would not constitute she'uvim, and they found out Rabu Beis Shammai al Beis Hillel, that Beis Shammai amounted to a much greater, a much larger count than Beis Hillel, meaning to say the majority was of the opinion that in such a case of shoichach, it would, be considered she'uvim, and therefore would pass the mikveh. However, Meir said another halacha, Umoidim Beshamai would agree, Beshoichich Bechotzer, if a person didn't forget a keli directly under the drain pipe, but rather he left it in an open area in his yard, So over there, there was never a clear cut indication that he wanted to fill up. If a person puts it underneath the drain pipe, so you see very clearly what his intention was. So therefore, the sheikhich of later doesn't uproot the original kavana. But if a person leaves a pipe, leaves a vessel in the middle of the courtyard where there's no pipe directly over it, so then shehutar, that water that filled into this keli, would not make it shuvim, and that water would be tar for the mikveh. But as we've learned earlier, there are methods on how to extract the water and how to remove the water from the keli in order not to let it become shuvim later on. Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi argues on Reb Meir. He says it was never a count, but rather adayim achloikis b'mekoymei medes. It was never measured to see who is the majority, and therefore in the machloikis of sheichich a keli tachas atzinor, the halacha would be that we go like Beis Hillel, as we do in every time we have machloikis that was on the side between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Mesechtes Mikvoyes Perik Dalad Mishnah Beis. And in this Mishnah, we learn further about the halachas of Sheuvim. Hamaniach tavla, someone put a board, tachas atzinor, underneath the drain pipe. Now, obviously, in some way, this board can direct or reroute the water from landing on where it would have, and it may take it someplace else. So the Mishnah says, im yeshla lizveis, if it has a lip, and we mean a lip from all four sides, so one side of the board is actually flat, and the other side has a lip area that would constitute an area that can receive a receptacle area. So then, Baisela says HaMikveh, if water landed in that area, it's laying flat, and the lip side is up, so then it is the water falling in there will become Sheuvim. Ve'im lav, let's say it doesn't have a lip from all four sides, but rather only on three sides. So then the halacha is, Eina peiselas es hamikveh, it would not passel the mikveh, because the water falling on it does not become sheuvim, even though it has a base kibble on three sides. Zakva lahadiach, let's say it has the lip, however, he didn't place it underneath the pipe with the lip side up, rather he left it standing up vertically. So now, no water is collecting on it, or at least it's not laying in the normal way it would be laying when it was intended to collect water. So then, benkach u benkach, whether this board has lips or doesn't have lips, ain't a poiselos as a mikveh, it doesn't passel the mikveh, because being that it's not in the normal position of derech kabbalah, so then it will not create that water gathering in it become sheuvim. And now that we have finished these two mishnayos, let us just give a brief summary of when water becomes shuvim. And in the Poskim, it's discussed there are six conditions. Number one, the vessel should be complete. It should not have a hole that can let out any liquids underneath it, as we'll learn later on in this perik. Second condition is that the keli has a base kibble from four sides. In other words, on four sides, there's a lip that can collect water. It's not enough if it's surrounded just on three sides. The third condition is that the base kibble, the receiving area, was made to receive liquids or something else. We will have situations later on where we'll learn about kelim that are not nasul kabbalah, they're not made to receive, although there may be an empty space inside them. And number four is, which we learned in the second Mishnah over here, is that the kli should be laying, the vessel should be laying in a way that it receives. In other words, if it has the lips, it should be the flat side down, the lip side up, so it can collect. And number five, the keli should not be connected to the ground. And we're talking, obviously, in the case where either it was made to connect to the ground or it was first connected and then he etched out a receiving area. In such cases, the water received in there will not be considered sheuvim. And finally, number six, as we've learned previously, and in these Mishnayos as well, a keli has to be, the fill of water has to be ladas with intent. If it happened to fill up because he forgot about it someplace, so then, and there was no original intention to fill up with water, so then the water contained therein is not considered shuvim.